time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for rain turning to snow with a high of 42. Tonight, 60% chance of snow with a low of 12. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Fairfield's annual Veterans Day ceremony was held this morning at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, and Dave Land was the featured speaker. Land is a veteran of the United States Army. His speech highlighted a value that he said is missing in today's society, in respect. He urged every parent and teacher to teach and reinforce the idea, as it is missing in many places today. Land said respect for each other is vital, but is missing in political arenas, the media, treatment of police officers, and treatment of veterans. His speech ended by honoring the memory of Kenneth Kays, recipient of the Medal of Honor. Kays filed as a conscientious objector and was eventually made an Army medic in Vietnam. While there, Land said his respect for his fellow soldier caused a number of courageous acts from Kays that saved numerous lives and inspired others in his company. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
In other news, the Electric Committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet Wednesday evening at 6 at Fairfield City Hall. The committee is chaired by Alderman Tyler Lampley, and it also includes Alderman Brett Cole and Gary Moore. The three will discuss an overview of a previous meeting by the Illinois Municipal Electric Agency, and they will also discuss the state of Fairfield's electric grid. The committee will then discuss emergency backup power and/or assistance with Wainwright Electric. Should it approve a plan, it would be sent to the full city council for its consideration. Other matters on the committee's agenda include discussions on current obligations to the IMEA and bond obligations on the city's transmission line. Approval is also possible on the recommendation of hiring a bond attorney. The Illinois State Board of Education recently released the annual Illinois Report Card, which provides a detailed look at each school's progress on academics, student success, culture and climate, and financial investments. New Hope School received the exemplary designation on the report card. The designation is based on New Hope's overall data for all accountability indicators, as well as data for individual student groups. To achieve exemplary status, New Hope students are performing in the top 10% of all schools in Illinois. Superintendent Julie Harrelson says New Hope continues to invest in ongoing improvement efforts, as well as programs, initiatives, and staff to continuously improve student outcomes. The school holds high expectations for all students, and it believes every student can meet the expectations with the right support. The administration and Board of Education are thankful for the efforts and support of the students, parents, staff, and community in earning such a designation. The National Weather Service in Paducah has issued a winter weather advisory for portions of southern Illinois, including Wayne and Edwards counties. It will be in effect until 9 o'clock this evening. Total snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible, per the service, with winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Snow accumulation may be higher on grassy and elevated surfaces and lower on area roads. However, slick spots may develop as temperatures rapidly fall. The service says people should plan on scattered, slippery road conditions that could impact the evening commute. It says drivers should slow down and use caution while traveling. For the latest road conditions, people can go to gettingaroundillinois.com. In light of potential weather this evening, the Cisney Ag Camp will end at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It was originally scheduled to end at 4. 26-year-old Fairfield resident David L. Buchanan was arrested yesterday afternoon by Wayne County deputies. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol, as well as a Richland County bench warrant. Buchanan was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $695 bond. Fall has arrived in full force, and leaves are starting to fall in the region. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasure reminds Fairfield residents that they can legally burn leaves, but there are restrictions on where the burning can take place.
The leaves are finally falling. I feel like we was in the warm spell there for a long, long, long time, rainy season. Just remind people that you can burn leaves, but we ask you not to burn them on the asphalt pavement. It destroys the road. We get calls on that every year. It's also getting cooler at night, so people are starting to have the fire pits at night. That is allowed. Recreational fires are allowed. Just can't leave them unattended. So when you go in for the night, make sure you extinguish it. Hate to show up with a big red truck and put out your little fire for you. It's happened, though.
Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Chief Colclasure and Officer Justin Titzer also gave a recap of last week's social media information night. The night was aimed at adults, but Officer Titzer has a word of warning for teens regarding some apps that claim to offer anonymity and security.
Taking pictures. A lot of kids are taking inappropriate pictures, and we wanted to impart to them that that stuff doesn't disappear. We can get any of that stuff. Even after Snapchat allegedly deletes it, we can get that. And any phone, anything you delete on your phone, I can get a hold of.
The social media information night was organized by Sergeant Brad Sager. Chief Colclasure said it has provided a base that hopefully the community can use to grow more informed. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at City Hall. The night will begin with a public hearing at 5:50 regarding the amendment of the zoning code to allow a special exception for short-term rentals in residential districts. The matter has been discussed by the council at its last two meetings. Aldermen are expected to approve an ordinance for the exception once their meeting begins. In new business, the council is expected to discuss a Phase 1 proposal from HLR Engineering for the planning of the Lakeside Reservoir restoration. Approval of the matter is possible. Aldermen are also scheduled to approve a leachate agreement with Republic Services. The agreement is routine and involves the transportation of leachate to assist with the city's wastewater disposal. The council is then expected to authorize the sale of an old dump truck, airport truck, and arc welder. Its final item of scheduled business will be a discussion concerning the council's second meeting in December. As it now stands, that meeting is scheduled for Christmas Eve, so aldermen are expected to move it in the future. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Senior Life Solutions Department is sponsoring an antique Christmas angel tree for older adults throughout the community who are in need or do not have any family nearby. This is FMH's third year to host the program. Each ornament on the tree has the name of an older adult, along with items they desire or need. The hospital says simple things like a warm blanket or socks can warm their hearts, minds, and bodies during the holiday season. Anyone who would like to sponsor an antique angel can choose an ornament from the antique Christmas angel tree or contact the Senior Life Solutions Department at 847-8298. Gifts do not need to be wrapped, but they must be turned into the department by December 2nd. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams says the program brings joy to both hospital staff and gift recipients. She says the hospital appreciates all of the support that the staff and community give to make the program a success. Former Wayne County Sheriff Sonny McCulley and his wife Janet have purchased Eagle Supply on the South Highway.
Eagle Supply has been in business, I think, since 1949. And as a child and as an adult, I've always used Eagle Supply and been around Eagle Supply. And we were sad that it was going to close. So that's what prompted us to go.
McCulley said the business has a unique niche in the region.
We have Schedule 80 plastic, Schedule 40 plastic, black steel, black pipe, all the way from 250 to 6,000 pounds. We have thousands of belts, hydraulic hoses. We make hydraulic hoses up to 2 inch. We have a full line of steel products, angle, channel, plate steel, flat steel, whatever you need we have in stock. We have brass, stainless steel, all kinds of oil field connections. It's just a one-stop shop for agriculture and oil business.
The McCulleys only recently took over operation of Eagle Supply. When it comes to hunting safety, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says tree stands are one of the biggest concerns. Kim Howard reports.
Hunting season is well underway in Illinois, and officials want to make sure hunters are taking basic precautions, especially when it comes to tree stands, says DNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert.
Believe it or not, you know, when most people think of hunting, especially firearm hunting, you think of firearm accidents. But in 2018, there were 19 hunting accidents reported in all hunting seasons in Illinois, and most of those involved tree stands. 14 of those involved tree stands.
Torbert says hunters should make sure their stand is installed properly and secure. Hunters are urged to use a safety harness and to check all equipment regularly to ensure it's working properly. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
State Treasurer Mike Frericks continues to tout the state's unclaimed property program.
Every year I've been in office, we've set records for unclaimed property returned. We'd love to break last year's record of $239 million returned to Illinois citizens this coming year, but we need your listeners' help to return that money. We have done such a good job convincing people that there are identity thieves out there trying to steal their money that it's made it difficult for us to give away money. We hope that our advertising and direct mail efforts encourage residents to claim their cash.
In addition to cash, valuable and sentimental personal property have been returned as well. Since Frericks has been in his position, he says his office has returned 7 Purple Hearts to their rightful owners or surviving family members. The Justice Department has sued the former director of the Alexander County Housing Authority to collect what he agreed to pay to settle a federal claim of fraud. The Southern Illinoisan reports the lawsuit was filed Friday and seeks to collect $500,000 from James Wilson. Court records show Wilson made about $923,000 in false claims to Cairo's housing agency between December 2011 and May 2014. The Department of Housing and Urban Development accused Wilson of inappropriately spending federal funds on alcohol, food, gifts, excessive travel, and on a consulting contract for himself upon his retirement. In addition to seeking what Wilson agreed to repay in 2018, the lawsuit also asks for any further relief the court may deem just and proper. Neither Wilson nor his attorney issued an official statement following the filing. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett, 10-Point, Horton, and Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, muck boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 35. We're receiving some sprinkles out here at the radio station. It is breezy. A reminder that a winter weather advisory is now in effect. It got into effect, starting at 12 noon, and that goes until 9 o'clock tonight. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,696, up 14. The NASDAQ is at 8,458, down 17. Taking a look at December crude oil, it's at $56.98. That is down 26 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Albion resident Donna L. Doty died at 10:40 a.m. on Saturday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She worked for Napmart in Albion for several years. Donna Doty is survived by her husband, Van, son James Schooley of Albion, brother Curtis Painter of Browns, and one nephew. A graveside service for Donna Doty will be held on Wednesday at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Browns Cemetery. Friends and family should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials can be made to the Browns Cemetery, and they will be accepted at the cemetery or at Nails Funeral Home of Albion, which is in charge of arrangements. 75-year-old Grayville resident Norman L. Breedenkamp died on Sunday at his home. He was active in the Restore Ministry Group of the Gathering Church in Evansville, Indiana. Norman Breedenkamp is survived by brothers Russell and Dennis Breedenkamp, both of Grayville. A graveside service for Norman Breedenkamp will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at Oak Grove Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be made to the Gathering Church and will be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old Carmi resident Elizabeth Kern died on Saturday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She was a member of the Methodist Church. Liz Kern is survived by one nephew. Visitation and funeral for Liz Kern will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. and funeral services will begin at 11. Burial will be in Kuykendall Cemetery near Carmi. Memorials may be made to Wabash Christian Village. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Carmi resident Fred Leon Wolford Jr. died on Saturday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Fred Wolford is survived by his wife, Martha, sisters-in-law Judy Flam of Cobden, and Beth Cook of Carmi, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Visitation for Fred Walford will be held from 10 to 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. A graveside military service will follow at 11 at Big Prairie Cemetery. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old McLeansboro resident Junior Franklin Johnson died on Saturday at his residence. He had been Region 5 captain of the Illinois Department of Conservation. Junior Johnson is survived by his wife, Helen, daughter Pamela Huggins of Ridgedale, Missouri, sons Steve, Brent, and Warren Johnson, all of McLeansboro, 7 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and brother-in-law Max Warren of McLeansboro. Funeral services for Junior Johnson will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be this evening from 6 to 8 o'clock at the funeral home. Burial will be in Hickory Hill Cemetery at Walpole. Memorials may be made to Cornerstone Church of Christ and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Rain changing to snow. Today's high will be around 42. A 60% chance for snow tonight with a low of 12. And then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a high around 25. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 35 and low of 25. Partly cloudy on Thursday, a high of 42 and low of 20. Sunny skies on Friday. Friday, we'll have a high around 42 and a low around 25.